Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Davav of Maseches Nedarim. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding Yadayim She'ein Mechichos, when one states a Yad that does not conclusively indicate Iser. A discussion of whether the concept of Yadayim applies to other mitzvahs that are initiated through deeper speech, for example, the question of Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. Does the concept of Yadayim apply to a man giving a woman Kiddushin, in which he must tell her, Hare ad mekudeshes li, you are becoming mekudeshes to me. The question of yesh yad lepeya, does the concept of yad apply to a person who separates peya from his field? Some terms and concepts we learned about include mitzvahs peya. A landowner is required to set aside the end of his field in which the aniyim, the poor people, take those crops. The Gemara cites a braisa that imroitza lasis kol sadeyu peya oisa, a generous landowner may set aside his entire field for mitzvahs peya, because the pasuk states, "Leisachal pa'asatcha, you shall not uproot pa'asatcha." As the Ran explains, the pasuk does not state peya shebesatcha, the end of the field, but rather pa'asatcha, the end of the field, which teaches that a person has the choice to set aside either pa'as or kol sadeyu.